Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, then, it's time for another podcast. Welcome to Whining, a chat show. What is this again? We've been off for Christmas.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast about wine and beer. Sean.
Loosely.
Loosely. Sean is a sommelier, a wine waiter dude person guy. He likes a wine.
A cork slinger.
That's not a thing. And I like a beer. So he'll be championing a wine throughout the podcast. I'll be championing a beer. There'll be a little bit of that, a little bit of chat as well. And at the end, we'll decide what was better. Oh, all over the fucking cat. Riojach. That's how you should pronounce it, mate. Like there is a moth in the back of your throat. Or as they say in Spanish, el mozo entroto.
I don't think that's how they say moth or throat.
That is. That's a fact.
El mozo. Right.
El mozo, el throto. Yes, this is Whining. Lovely to have you here on board. Assuming there is anyone. If you are listening... There's not much you can do because this is recorded and it's quite hard to interact with us. What should they do, Sean? Shouts out a window?
Bolia.
Okay.
That's how you spell, say, moth and throat. Garganta. El polia en garganta would be moth in throat.
So if you want to get let us know that you're listening, then, yeah, what should they do, Sean? I think shout out a window at a passerby.
I think so, yeah. Just like, I've listened to Whining!
Yeah, I was just going to say some generic slander, but no, yeah, a promotional message is much better. I'm listening to Whining, and it's not the worst in the world.
It would be praise indeed.
It would be praise indeed. Yeah, so lovely to have you back, Sean. We've been away over the Christmas and festive era. Not era, period.
It's the break.
The break. Yeah, so there hasn't been any wine consumption.
There's been lots of wine consumption.
Oh, no, seriously, we actually drunk too much and Sean looks a bit pale. No.
So we're prescribing to dry January and that's the end of the podcast.
It is not. So yeah, just to clarify how this works, sorry, we have not been the clearest. So you've got a wine here, Sean. Quick little name, what is it?
It's the Rioja Reserva 2012 by Marqués de Riscal.
Right, cool. And I am on, as he turns the can around, a Beavertown Gamma Ray. It's an American pale ale.
It is indeed.
So these are the drinks we're going to be championing. I'm after the beer. Sean's after the wine. We have to persuade the other person that our drinks are better. So Donald Trump, it's been a big time for him. He's featured on this podcast enough. Just what else are you going to talk about? It's hard to talk about the state of Sean's athlete's foot when Donald Trump,
which is
the star of The Apprentice.
I don't have athlete's foot.
Right, okay.
You just assume that I do because
and
you
I didn't
do.
Have premature ejaculation until the age of 19. Sure, okay, yeah. We're all saying words here, Sean.
Or footfall at one time.
So, Donald Trump's inauguration is coming up and it's going to be a bit mad. There's been trouble around him getting people to perform there. Kanye West has confirmed that he's definitely not doing it now. Because they had a chat, meeting.
Trump and Kanye?
Trump and Kanye had a meeting.
Oh, I'd love to be a fly on that wall.
You wouldn't. I know it sounds funny. Like, it's like, oh, God, those two crazy guys. But actually, you'd be like, fucking hell. Get me out of here. and give me a nice cold IPA.
Well, you could. You could just fly out. And I don't think flies drink IPA.
They do. Have you ever never been to a pub in the New Forest? Wasps yes. like a beer as well. Anyway, not important. Yeah, so Trump's inauguration is coming up. Lots of things going on with it. A poem's been written. Sean, you have the poem. And who's it by again?
It is by, let me just consult my notes. And when I say notes, I mean the webpage I just pulled this from.
It really is like watching, no, go on.
It's by Joseph Charles Mackenzie.
Right, who is that? An actual real poet, apparently.
Yeah, a member of the Society of Classical Poets.
I mean, that sounds like one of those fake websites that you just pay £150 membership for and get your, nice call yourself something.
Nice little certificate to hang on your wall.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So can we hear some of this poem, please, then, Shawnee?
You can indeed. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how dramatic?
Dramatic. Whatever makes it as easy as possible not for you to make a clusterfuck of this reading, you choose that setting.
Okay.
May I suggest one?
A strong 8 it is. I'm quite confident in my dramatic delivery. I am the Alec Baldwin of...
Just read the poem.
Okay. Right. Come out from the dumb hall, ye brave men and proud, the scion of Torquil and best... of MacLeod. With purpose and strength he came down from his tower to snatch from a tyrant his ill-gotten power.
Not usual that the person stopping the tyrant comes down from the tower. Traditionally,
it's Trump Tower, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I get it, but
it's not figurative; it is literal.
Yeah, no, I suppose I was making a slight satirical point, but no, you carry on.
I was just kind of going for
just straight steamrolling,
straight facts. Yeah,
if you got that, great. But Sean. You just carry on.
Yeah, okay, I will do. Yeah. So, now the cry has gone up with a cheer from the crowd. Come out for the Dumnall, the best of MacLeod. When freedom is threatened by slavery's chains.
But sorry, just going to stop you there one more time. Joseph, this dude, we researched him earlier. He's a white guy talking about Donald Trump, one of the most elite sort of white upper classes there are, using the word slavery in his inauguration poem about the America's first black president.
I'm not making this poem up.
An absolute... Oh, interesting. Yeah. Incredible. Carry on.
And voices are silenced as misery reigns. Will come out for a leader whose courage is true, whose virtues are solid and long overdue. For us, he'll never forget, we men of the crowd who elected the Dumnall, the best of MacLeod.
He can't even remember anything he fucking says, let alone remembers the people who voted for him. Carry on.
When crippling corruption polluted our nation and plunged our economy into stagnation as self-righteous rogues took the opulent office and plump politicians reigned on their promise, the forgotten continued to form a great crowd that defended the Dumnall, the best of MacLeod.
In fairness, I don't know how the economy is, so yeah, fair, probably right, Joseph, carry on.
The Dumnall's a giver, whilst others just take, near gaining from that which his hands did not make. A builder of buildings.
All right, I can't listen to this. It's literally like...
There's a lot... Oh, I don't think we realise what we quite got ourselves into. I'm only about a third of the way
there's
through.
There's a fair few stanzas, isn't there? Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like...
It's not even cut into stanzas. It's just freeform.
Yeah, well, that's no shock. Yeah, essentially, it just sounds... down the microphone, it probably just sounds like... Because that is exactly what the poet is doing, literally, just all over his keyboard.
It sounds like something you'd find in the middle of a Jilly Keith novel or something like that.
Yeah, amazing. All that to come, 20th of January, it's going ahead. I think he's booked. There was talk about him booking because he can't get any like bands to play. He's talking booking like a tribute act because he can't get
a Trump tribute act.
Not a Trump tribute act, like a tribute act of some band. So lovely warming up, getting back into the podcast. You enjoying it?
I am. It's nice to be back in your house.
That's where we do it. Yeah. Hoping to do it in a pub sometime. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice. A nice little bustle in the background, not just our solitude at all voices.
Yeah. As you hear the echoes off my wall, you do hear the sadness coming back in the reverberations and the years I spent alone.
Yeah, but that's just baked into the walls by now, isn't it?
It really is, unfortunately. Yeah, so how's work going? You back at work?
Yeah, back at work. Loving it.
Loving it. Yeah. Anything funny happened? Any cool stories? This is how our process works, by the way. You're very much seeing the other side of the fence here, listening.
Peering through the looking glass. Yeah, a couple of days ago, a few of the gang were outside smoking a cigarette. Not myself, I hasten to add. I don't subscribe to that habit.
No one subscribes to smoking. They just smoke, mate.
I wouldn't know.
That's fair. You wouldn't know.
I don't know. Is there a mailing list?
It's like when I talk about illegal sign up to street drugs around people because I have no idea what they're talking about.
Does one sign up to the Lambert and Butler mailing list?
I don't know what happened outside whilst you watched other people smoke.
Okay, right. So what happened whilst other people were smoking outside and I wanted to be part of the cool gang? So homeless man comes up.
He's not joking. He's not being. He's not being facetious when he says the cool gang. He does genuinely think that. Carry on.
Yeah. So a homeless man comes up to us, of which there are quite a few in the area of East London we work. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're homeless. Not unfortunately
that we work in East London. Yeah. I'd like to.
Or unfortunate that anyway. Carry on.
he comes up to us, holding a coffee cup, asking for spare change, and one of the people we were with.
And you spat in his eye.
No, I don't.
From your golden throne.
I had to say, I'm really sorry. I don't have any cash on me, which is probably seems
absolute.
Like...
I know for a fact Sean carries loose change in his pocket at all times. If you pick him up and jingle him, he sounds like a maraca.
bear in mind,
Sean Maraca, we call him Maraca Sean. Carry on.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Bear in mind, for work, I'm wearing a suit tie. Pocket square, not the kind that not doesn't scream the I don't have any cash look.
He does dress like a Victorian cat house owner.
Yeah, top hat and all. And so what one of the people we're with does actually have some change in his pocket, so he pulls it out and drops into his coffee cup. Plop.
That's not ideal, is it?
It's not. No,
it
was a full cup of coffee and he's dropped 80
what
pence.
What coffee
in.
Are we talking here? Pret filter coffee, 99p?
It was, yeah, it's not going to be.
That's a good coffee,
Pret,
though.
There's a Pret just around the road. So
that's all I have is the filter coffee from there. That is good.
Well, the rest of it tastes like cardboard.
Well, I think it's all right. I don't hear, I'll have a coffee from Pret. I'll have two. I'll have three if I'm going wild, but I will vibrate for a bit after. I've had around Shoreditch, actually, very close to where you work. Yeah, there are loads of homeless people. I think there's a YMCA there and like stuff. Anyway,
there's a few shelters.
But I was walking past, and it was in the bitter winter we had like a few years ago when it was snowing. There was literally snow on the ground.
Yeah,
and I walked past this guy in a rush, and he had a lighter on, and his hand cupped around it. He was cupping his hand around this lighter for warmth, and I was like, oh. I can't even imagine what that's like to be that like bitterly cold.
That's pretty horrific, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was like, fine, you know what? One of those moments of, for me, very, very rare selflessness where I gave him like a big note. And as I handed it to him, I see that he wasn't really keeping his hand warm. He's actually lighting something. And
Oh, God.
The thing he was lighting...
Was a pipe?
No, it looked like a massive blunt. And then I look up, because I was breezing past this guy in a rush, because it's, you know, the winter, and I have my hood up and everything on my parka. And I look up again, I was like, I'm not even sure this guy's homeless. I think he might just be a guy in, like, a green coat smoking a blunt, and I just gave him 20 bloody quid. Like, come on, mate.
Pays for the blunt.
Yeah, well, sure he does. But come on. Like, if that happened to me, I would probably give the money back.
Did he at least give you a hit?
I kind sure, of...
The common courtesy. I
walked on in standard London fear. Like, I've just given this guy 20 quid. He's probably going to punch me in the groin.
I really, really want you in my mouth. From then on, there, oh, we'll head on further south. Am I talking about the blood of a love rival? Oh no, oh it's wine. Drinking, it's fine.
Wine time.
Mm-hmm.
Time for wine.
Not my favourite time.
Are you serious? Wine time is the best of time. It was the worst of times. It was the best of times. It was wine in my glass.
What do you mean it's the worst of times?
When my glass is empty. It's the best of times. It was when there's wine in my glass.
So what it should have been, it was the best of times, glug, glug, glug. Now it's the worst of times. Come on, fill me back up, Cindy. I want my Rioja.
Yes, E-bar. So we are drinking.
When Sean gets shouty in a wine bar, you don't want to be around.
No, you do not. No. It's very rare that I drink Rioja, actually. But I've brought one along for us today.
Yeah, sure. I love Rioja, but I don't know. Like, at home, I love it. It's probably my favourite wine, Rioja. So Sean's really playing my cards right now.
Yeah,
he's really tickling my areas.
Rioja is a region in Spain, obviously.
Not obviously. Come on, I didn't know that until a few years ago. People might not know.
Okay. Apologies if I sound like a twat.
Yes.
A self-presuming twat.
Well, you're not. This is what you're here for. You are our wine specialist, but I think we just... It's my corner to fight for those who don't know about wine, because I don't know about wine.
Oh, right. I heard the most horrendous radio advert the other day.
This is so unrelated. I feel I should edit out, but I'm too lazy. Carry
on. It's not unrelated. So you might have heard it as well. So it's on commercial radio, and it starts off with an incredibly posh chap going, oh yes, this Sauvignon Blanc is ethereal, it's fantastic, but only to a trained palate.
Right.
And then it cuts into a slightly more common lady's voice going, not everyone's a wine snob.
No. If you're gonna do the posh man's voice, we want the common lady voice as well, please.
I'm not.
Do it.
I'm not. I can't do it.
Do it now. If you don't do this, I'm going to fire you.
Go ahead, fire me.
I don't have the power.
Exactly. Yeah, so it just kind of cuts to a lady saying, not everyone's a wine swab, snob.
I'll do it. What's the line?
I don't know the line exactly.
Not everyone's a wine snob!
It's not that extreme.
You're right, Governor!
Okay.
Give me some Chardonnay!
I feel we've crossed the line.
Crossed the line? It's a fictional character.
And it just says then it advertises a wine purchasing website where it's kind of...
Right, they're flogging wine.
Yeah, they're flogging wine.
And
but
what's the message? I think
the message behind it is that you don't have to be a wine snob to enjoy wine. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think the way about it is... pretty poor, because it makes people who do have an active interest in wine sound like absolute weapons.
Well, I'm not going to argue against that.
Well, no. I mean, not all of us who work in wine are complete johns, well, you know?
That's down for you to decide. Well, please do go, and not for you, Sean.
Present company?
For you, listener. Again, we don't have a system where you can get in touch with the show, so shout it out the window. Sean's a John! Or Sean's not a John. It really is how we'll be working from here on in. Sean, yeah, it's about time you told me about his wine, mate.
So, we are drinking Rioja Reserva 2012 by Marqués de Riscau. So, Rioja being in the north.
Rioja! Rioja! We're drinking Rioja! Is what would happen if I ever went to a football game.
Drinking Rioja?
Drinking Rioja, yeah.
Okay, fine. So, Rioja being a wine region in the north of Spain, famous for quite full-bodied, fruity red wines. And this is certainly one of them. So the
really
Marqués de Riscau estate are one of the oldest producers in Rioja, dating back to 1858. And we're using a blend of three grape varieties here. So the main grape variety being Tempranillo, which is the grape variety most associated with Rioja. We're using Gran Ciano and Manzuelo as well. So it's quite rich. It's fairly full-bodied. I'd say it's medium to full-bodied. Kind of looks wise, it's very cherry red. It's quite deep in the glass.
Very deep in the glass. As deep as it'll bloody go. Carry on.
And it's that in terms of flavour as well. So it's deep, it's rich, it's got lots of kind of dark berry fruits, it's slightly balsamic, there's definitely wood oats there that comes from the oak ageing that the wine has been exposed to. Reserva actually means that the wine has been aged for a certain period of time in oak barrels. It's actually a legal definition in Rioja, unlike most places in the world, to put Reserva on the label.
It is lovely.
So quite toasty. In Rioja, they use American oak, so that gives us hallmarks of kind of desiccated coconut and lots of kind of vanilla notes towards the finish as well.
It is lovely. It's lovely stuff. A really good wine. It's going to be a good week as well. I brought good beer. You brought a very good wine.
Mm. I've picked one of your favourite wines. You've unknowingly picked one of my favourite beers.
I really have. But we don't decide now. We decide at the end of the show as to whose drink is the best.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, Sean, who do you think would be the king and or queen of partying?
The king and
say
queen.
Say some names.
Azealia Banks? Is that a person?
Azealia Banks?
Iggy...
No, she's a person. Are you thinking of Iggy Azalea as well?
I'm thinking of her,
but
yes.
They're both people. They both exist. Yeah.
Justin Bieber?
Justin McBeeblesworth?
Yep.
Nope, not him.
Who would be a king of...
Let me narrow it down for you, baby. It is someone who will, in future, be a queen. Very near future. Well, maybe, who knows.
Is it you?
Oh, yeah. No. Kate Middleton, mate. Or whatever okay. She's going by now, I don't know. Kate Windsor, who knows? Who cares? She has put together...
You wouldn't really keep your maiden name in that kind of scenario. If you marry into royalty, you're not...
She's just a duchess.
Cambridge.
You don't even have a name. You just get a raised... So, she has put together a list of rules of hosting a good house party. And I'll run them by you. You like all this stuff, like food and drink and bits and bobs.
Yeah,
so I was going to see what you thought. So, rule number one, send an actual invitation and include an end time. What do you think to end time?
100% on end times to parties. On a smaller side... I once came home from work. This was not that long ago. And we'd stayed out for a few hours after work. Came home at 4 a.m.
Oh, racy.
I know. My flatmates were having a party. Still going at 4 a.m. Okay, fine. 5 a.m. rolls past.
Fun Sean coming into play here about
still going on at 5 a.m. That's too long in my book. I don't know about you, Josh, but... 5 a.m. is far too long for a party.
I think I've had two parties in my life where I've stayed up to 5 a.m. and actually wanted to stay up till 5 a.m.
Nobody wants to stay up till 5
a.m. There are a few, like, there's been two parties in my life where this has been incredible. This needs to go on longer. One was when we came back to my house and there was about 20 people playing poker and I absolutely rinsed them all. And one of my friends said, I hope you never get money because you're going to become a terrible person. which is fair.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, yes. But no, I get it. Like, you need to finish early. Yeah. Number two, prepare like a duchess, a.k.a. in advance, goes without saying, surely. Yeah. Let's see what else we've got. I'm going to skip some because some of them sort of goes without saying, like lay cutlery. Say hello with a kiss and a firm handshake. What do you reckon to that?
I am one of these people where the continental cheek kiss does make me a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, same. Same, buddy boy.
I don't know.
You betcha.
It's just so... But everybody does it. I have to say hello to people and then go straight for the cheek kiss.
You know what? What bothers me is the cheek kiss where you don't touch.
Yes, that's even worse, because that's not like a...
Even though I don't, like, I don't want to kiss you anyway. I handshake all the way. All sexes, all people, just let me shake your hand. But if you're doing the non-touching cheek kiss, it's like you're pretending to know... There's like a falseness about it, isn't there?
And where do you join the line? Do you just touch cheeks and make a kissing gesture? Do you actually kiss that person's cheek? What's acceptable?
I don't know. I really don't. I would just go for a handshake if I can, and I normally make a point of it to say.
I was in this very situation early on today. Somebody went to go give me a cheek kiss, and we just ended up in an awkward hug.
Yeah, I don't know if they were trying to say hello or, in fact, knew you. So number six, introduce as many people as quickly as possible. Depends on who you're with, I think.
With our parties, most people know each other already.
Most people know each other in
six people.
In some of the parties I have at my friend who lives near here, a lot of them have had sex with each other. Like, they're quite into bread. So oftentimes it's best just not to introduce anyone in the hope that they do, you know, maybe they slept together, maybe they don't need to be introduced, and you've got blah 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 blah. So actually Duchess of Cambridge, I'm saying no to that one. Hold your handbag in your hand. Sure.
Yep.
Sit in the Duchess slant.
What's the Duchess slant when it's at home?
Seemingly keeping a straight back.
Okay.
I'm
an advocate of a straight back. Proper spinal positioning is important.
Cool chat. This is still a podcast.
Lumbar support is important.
Entertainment. Funny. Hold a wine glass by the stem. Is that... what's the... You must know about this. It's your game.
The whole point a wine glass has a stem is so that you don't have to hold it by the bowl, in which case you would interfere with the temperature of the wine with your hands.
So white wine and red wine you're holding by a stem?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, fine.
Ideally, the wine you're serving should be at the correct temperature.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, it doesn't go without saying. Here's one.
And room temperature is too warm for red wines.
Cool chat.
16 to 18 degrees max.
Step 11. And my final step I'm going to talk about.
I'm sorry, but what red wine that's too warm is a bane of my life.
Step 11.
Right, step 11.
Take 3 bites, then stop.
But what if the piece of food that you're eating is larger than 3 bites?
I don't know. This is all it says. And I thought there'd be more of an explanation to this, but the Duchess takes 3 bites, 4 max, and puts her silverware down. For soup, the Duchess always scoops away from her.
Everybody knows you scoop soup away from you. It's highly impractical, but it's the way you're supposed to do it.
That's traditional etiquette, but yeah. Only 3 or 4 bites.
I suppose that's so not... I suppose this is over a dinner party. This is not just nibbles.
I think this is a list not put together by the Duchess herself, but like from goss about people who have been at a dinner party with her.
Yeah, or things she said it's been put together.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone's saying that about themselves. I only have 3 bites. No. But you can see why as a host of a party,
three, carry on conversation.
And that's your thing.
Return to your dinner
bites. You're the social lubricator. You need to find the lubricating nipple on this social situation.
All about enjoying my dinner whilst it's hot.
Yeah, well, you're not the Duchess of Cambridge, and never will you be with her in a room. If MI5 have their way. And that's how to host a Duchess.
Am I a threat to national security?
No, but you're a threat to decency. national decency.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay. Well, let's chat about this off mic. But that is how the Duchess of Cambridge hosts the dinner party.
Beers in heaven.
Okay, then. Well, it is time for my beer sell. Sean Cooper, as you're known, Yeah, I don't think we said your surname so far on this.
We haven't. I thought we were going to avoid surnames.
No.
It's okay, fine.
Sean Cooper.
Josh Divney.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah, this love. Isn't it great to meet, finally?
It feels like we're home now.
Yeah.
It feels like we're a bit closer now that we finally introduced ourselves.
Quite physically as well. I've just wheeled myself in closer to the desk.
You have indeed. Yeah. So, it's time for a beer sale. Normally, I would do a ludicrous story to get you in the mood for a beer.
To be honest, I've been waiting all week for this little story.
Well, it will be returning next week, but I have a shorter beer sale for you because we're quite over time. So get your cup in front of you.
My can.
Okay, and
I can scrape from the can because I'm a...
Have you got any in there?
I have, yeah.
Oh, great, okay. Yeah. So what we're going
to... Why? Does the patter of my speech say otherwise?
Yeah, well, no, I thought there might have been nothing in there because you were talking about scratching the bottom of the can and it didn't make sense. So I wondered if you had any. This is so redundant. Sure. We're going to do an exercise.
Okay, yeah.
Something called beer yoga.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So, close your eyes.
First of all, can I just interject that about 5 minutes ago, you didn't have a beer sale and now you have beer yoga. And I just really wonder where your mind goes. It's a good thing or a bad thing?
So yeah, I don't.
In about 45 seconds, you came up with beer yoga.
Okay, well, I hadn't written down a beer cell this week, so we're gonna do beer yoga.
Okay, fine.
And I'm excited about it. So put the can back down.
All right,
take your headphones off.
The can is
take
down. Headphones off.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So close your eyes.
Right. Eyes are closed.
Right. Okay. Stretch your arms out like you're on the front of the Titanic. Yeah,
okay. Sorry, it just took me a second.
And now you're going to bring them in front of you and not clap, but touch them together.
Okay.
And then you're going to say...
I had to open my eyes so I didn't hit the microphone. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, okay. And then you're going to keep doing that motion over and over again as you hum, my.
My.
Over and over again. Keep going.
My. My.
Fay.
Copy
me.
Fay. All right, okay. I thought you was
just do it.
A bit of a harmony. Fay.
Now take a swig of that beer. And tell me, is that one of your favourite beers?
It is one of my favourite beers, yes.
Beer yoga works.
It was already one of my favourite beers. We'd already established this.
Shut up. So that was a bit of a weird one, but I managed to turn this beer into your favourite beer.
You didn't manage to turn it into one.
Yes, I did.
One of my favourite beers. Through the process of beer yoga. It became one of your favourite beers.
So it is. I want to quickly. We're running out of time, but there was a headline that really grabbed my interest because are you aware of the concept of a spirit animal, Sean?
Yes, I am.
It's a creature, fictional sometimes, mythical, sometimes real. I think I found one for you. Sex mad tortoise gives himself arthritis by having too much sex. So I don't know how your love life is, but let me give you some stats on this sex mad tortoise.
And for that, I am glad.
So this sex mad tortoise is called Bert, and basically, God bless you, Bert. He shagged himself into needing wheels drilled into his shell.
Ooh.
Because basically he had arthritis and he had a horny stint, and this is where your spirit animal becomes part of it. Do you want to hear the stats on his sex stint that sent him into arthritis?
I would not, but I imagine you're going to tell me anyway.
It was a 2-month session.
Solid!
No, let me finish. A 2-month session.
Stamina!
Let me finish. A 2-month session.
This Brazilian woman should be worshipping this tortoise.
If you don't let me finish, I will shave you.
I imagine the tortoise. All he wants to do, all Bert wants to do is finish after 2 months.
Did that... The 2 month session saw him sleep with 5 females. 5 females only in 2 months.
That's not that impressive, is it?
No, not really. And my favourite bit...
Well, it would be for either of us.
Producing an unknown number of offspring, which I quite like. Where are they, Bert? I hope you've got your wallet ready, because... No, it's not lad, is it? He's either running away to Lisbon forever, or he's going to be absolutely penniless for the rest of his days.
Lad.
Not a lad. But yeah, lad. I just wanted to quickly finish off with Bert, the 22-year-old tortoise.
One thing that Bert is not
22
able to do.
Is like your prime as well.
22?
Yeah.
Well, age-wise,
yeah,
in terms of prime.
I think the sexual maturity of a male, of which we are, Sean, is about 21, 22.
My God, we are.
we should announce we do this naked and we just both stood up at that point with our arms in the air, just so we could both make sure. But yeah, so I think it's 21, 22 for men as sexual maturity. Or sexual prime, sorry.
Women is much later, isn't it? It's like
women's
50s
about
50s or something.
No, it's about 30, I think.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so how old are you now?
26.
Yeah, so you're past your prime, my good friend. But this tortoise live for about the same age as humans, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, I think
I'm not a tortoise expert.
I think tortoises can live for up to like 100 years. So Bert's in his prime and just... Five sessions in 2 months, which is quite spread out, has put him in basically a tortoise wheelchair.
Well, no, it doesn't say 5 sessions. It says 5 different females.
So you think...
How many sessions did he have with those females?
Oh, that's a really good point. That is a really good point. Do you know what?
Oh, is he having multiple sessions?
He's deleted his WhatsApp history. There's just no knowing. There's no knowing of what he's been up to. So it's come to the end of the podcast and we have to decide who's won. The whole point of this is I bring a beer to the table, Sean brings a wine, and we have to make the other one prefer the drink we brought than their own, which is a heady task, but often we do it. It's
I haven't been keeping track, but I don't know what the score is.
We will have to look at the stats at some point, but I don't know what the score is right now. But Sean brought... What did you bring, Sean?
So I brought Rioja Reserva 2012 by Marque del Scal.
You don't have to say it like that, but, you know, it helps.
You do. It makes it more fun.
It does make it more fun. Yeah, that's true.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I brought a Beavertown Gamma Ray American Pale Ale with an incredible can illustration sort of design.
Yeah, I mean, one of the greatest things about Beavertown beers is the artwork on the bottles, on the cans. It's an artist called Nick Dwyer who does the artwork. He's actually a friend of a friend, and he's an incredible artist, and he's all of the beers look fantastic. I mean, Beavertown have a fantastic range of beers. Some of their guest beers, they've been doing some really interesting Belgian fusion sour style beers, which we've had at the restaurant, which are absolutely out of this world. They're a really phenomenal brewery.
And I'm the one that's supposed to be selling the beer, and there he is talking himself into it.
I told you you'd pick one of my favourite beers, and I'm not wrong. It's from one of my favourite beers from a favourite brewery. And yeah, it's not for me personally, there's not very many things that Beavertown do that are bad. I think Gamma Ray is fantastic. The neck oil's
great.
Is a fantastic session beer. The Rye IPA, which I know you nearly brought to the podcast, is a beautiful beer, if not a little bit rich. Even the Orange IPA is delicious, refreshing. Some of the real funky stuff they do is amazing as well. So,
well, let's get to it. Sean, what drink are you taking home?
I'm actually going to take home the Rioja.
You're going to keep the Rioja?
Yeah, I mean, I love Gamma Ray. I love Beavertown beers. It's, like I said, it's one of my favourite beers and favourite breweries. But I very rarely drink Rioja. And I've really enjoyed this. The fruit is vibrant and persistent. There's a bit of freshness despite the richness of the wine as well. The alcohol is a little bit on the high side, but that's not a bad thing in some aspects, in some companies. But Right, really quite a well accomplished wine, really well made, very, very solid wine.
I'm going to say it's a win for the Rioja. It's my favourite type of wine, and so it's a safe bet for Sean. But to be honest,
cheating a little bit.
It's kind of cheating, but it's fine. It was delicious, and to be honest, I really like the Beavertown neck oil, but this actually didn't really do much for me, the American ale. So Rioja wins. Congratulations, Sean. You win a mini metro.
I win a mini metro.
Yes.
Fantastic. What a prize. Where is it?
It's found outside.
Fantastic. I don't currently own a car, so.
Well, that's a plus, isn't it?
It is. Any car's a plus.
Yeah, well thank you for listening. We're going to go out and do carpool karaoke in Sean's mini metro. And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen again. Otherwise, you know, I suppose it will do. You could listen again. Just subscribe, yeah? It's a thing to do. Believe us. Trust in us.
Like, share, subscribe.
If you want to get in touch with the show, as we previously mentioned, scream something out your window.
I feel we should come up with some way for people to get in touch with us.
I think the screaming out the window thing is the best.
But what if
screaming praise out the window.
But what if they're not more than 10 yards away from us?
No, I just think it will go out into the ether. Okay. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.